Hey everybody, Flip and Danny here, founders of the Freedom Real Estate Group family of companies, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, which is called
Freedom Through Passive Income.
That's right, and welcome to another episode, and this episode is called Brainiac. remember that the book, the Matthew McConaughey book, right?
Yeah.
We listened to the Matthew McConaughey book, which is a good book.
Yeah.
Green Lights. Yeah. But every so often throughout the book, all of a sudden you go, bumper sticker. Anyway, this one is called Brainiac, Dumping the Negative Thought Loops.
Yeah. This is a really great one and something that I have been working on for a few months with a personal coach that I hired. But I also was on a mastermind call the other day, and it was a mindset type call. Mm-hmm. And the entire group in that mastermind just started talking about different things that they do with regard to mindset and how to, mindset is like probably the most popular and impactful topic because we all have mindset issues, limiting beliefs, lies that we tell ourselves, negative thoughts, all this stuff. So it was a very active discussion. And one of the people, which I'm now going to start doing, I haven't done it yet, but we're talking about it on this podcast because I want to start doing it because I just thought that put an action to what I know I'm supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wanted to talk about this because everybody has negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. And we, even though we know we shouldn't have them and that they're typically lies that we're telling ourselves, or they're trauma loops from, childhood or an experience that we went through, it's not easy to get out of them. It's very easy to dwell on them and just have them wreck your day.
Absolutely.
Right? So what we're talking about here is an exercise that requires a very short and small activity that forces you to address it immediately.
Right.
And so we want to talk about the process and what to do if a negative thought goes into your head. What's that activity that we're talking about?
Right. Well, so if you're going through your day and all of a sudden this negative thought just comes into your head and it's just all of a sudden it's just like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
Right. So you need to do something to get rid of it, to get rid of whatever that thought is and to get your mind back going the direction that you need it to be going.
Yeah.
And so there's a couple of things. Some people have like a bracelet and they'll take the bracelet off one wrist and put it on the other wrist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's now it's on this wrist. You know, and it kind of feels if you ever wear a bracelet on one hand, all of a sudden you put it on the other hand, it's like trying to cross your hands the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't feel right. Another one is the snapping like a rubber band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Snapping the rubber band to get your mindset, get your mind out of the negative thoughts. So that's the simple process.
Yeah.
If you want those.
Yeah. So the extra step is once you do that step, you have to think of a positive thought to reverse the negative thought, right? That's the completion of the exercise.
Right.
And if you're doing the band swap, which I prefer to the snapping of a rubber band.
Yeah. That doesn't feel like.
No. It's like shock therapy or something. by the way, our dogs are home. So that was Rosie. Meet Rosie.
Yeah.
She's over there on the couch having a good time. So when you swap the bracelet over to your left hand, in our instance, then that's the time to think of the positive thought to be able to reverse it. And then once you've thought of that positive thought and you've said it, you're allowed to put the bracelet back on the right hand. Hi, Rosie. Do you want to say hello to everybody?
Rosie. Nope. Okay.
Okay.
She's done.
So that's the process. And I thought it was really neat to take a lesson and put an action to it because that requires you to be in the moment, fix it right away, and move on instead of dwell.
Yep.
So Flip and I started talking about negative thoughts that we have during our day and how we would turn it around and reverse it to make it out of something positive. So Flip, I'll let you start.
Yeah, see, typically I'm a pretty positive guy.
Mm-hmm.
But people say, you're a glass half full, glass half empty. I got a glass, you know. But I remember a few years ago, in the office, it was like we had one or two meetings a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, another meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But then I immediately turned that around with, I get to go to a meeting.
That's right.
I have an amazing company and I have all these amazing people working with us and we're meeting to talk about all the amazing things that we're doing. I get to have a meeting, you know, and so it turned my outlook, you know, around right away.
Yeah. And I remember you going to meetings saying, hey, I get to be here.
Yep.
I'm thankful to be here. So love that. So my example is an overwhelming to-do list.
Mm.
So I know how to get out of overwhelm and I've talked about it many times. it doesn't mean that as soon as you get overwhelmed, you automatically think of those things mm-hmm. that you know you're supposed to be doing, and you got out of practice, or you just forgot to do it, or mm-hmm. whatever it is. And so if I have that thought, my answer is, and I've said this so many times, and I actually just wrote it, Rosie! I just wrote it in my journal the other day, is whenever I get overwhelmed, my positive thought is not, I'm so overwhelmed, I have no time to get through my to-do list. It's, I am so grateful that I have got a team, including Flip and Jody and Joe and AJ, that can help me mm-hmm. get through my to-do list today.
Yeah.
So that is just phenomenal. And it's true, because mm-hmm. I don't know how many times I've got a list this long and I go, whoop, Flip, Jody, AJ, Joe, and I just, you know, quickly delegate in mm-hmm. order to get it all done. And so that's just one example for me yeah. that it's probably my most frequent mm-hmm. Negative thought, and that's how I would turn that one around.
Yeah, your to-do list is something that I don't even want to.
It's my own fault.
Yeah. And then the last thing is on a personal side. So this morning I got up and I went to weigh myself, right? So we're on this journey, this weight loss journey, and we're working out and we're eating right and we're doing all the right things. And so I woke up this morning and I'm like, I can't wait to get on the scale because I know it's going to go down. Mm-hmm. And you know, I just know it. And I got on the scale and it did not go down. It went up. And I immediately just get, oh, mm-hmm. why am I doing this? I'm going to go grab a Twinkie, you know.
because that'll point the scale in the right direction.
Correct. You're exactly right. But then I just immediately turned it around really quickly, going, no, I feel better. I know that I look better. And plus I'm telling myself that I'm building all these massive muscles and muscle weighs more than fat. So that's why the scale is going up. But anyway, so it put me in a better mood and it turned it right around.
Because yeah.
otherwise I was going to have a Whopper for breakfast. Which I believe is healthy. Yes.
Not.
Yeah,
not.
Yeah. I don't think there's one thing healthy on the Whopper.
So hopefully this helps,
yeah,
right? Because yeah. I think there is, I don't think anybody's an exception to the rule when it comes mm-hmm. to negative thoughts. So hopefully this activity that I took from a mastermind session will help you guys too and
yeah.
continue to help us get out of yep. it faster. I really like this idea.
Yeah, because I think I like the faster. That's key, because
yeah.
we've always gotten ourselves out of this.
Yeah.
We've always worked ourselves back into the positive mode, but it wasn't, maybe not right away.
Yeah.
Maybe it was an hour later or 3 hours yeah. later or later that day.
Exactly.
You know, so now it's a...
As soon as the thought comes, yeah. switch the bracelet, which makes me go, I want it off my left hand.
Yeah. Like kick up the side of the head, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
Love it.
All right, well, we hope that you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you're heading on over to our website, freedomcapitalinvestments.com, to join the investor club. Very important to join that investor club right now. Make sure you're talking to CJ and Ben to find out about all the stuff that we're doing right now, because we've got a lot of stuff going on right before the end of the year. Very, very, very important. But we like to end all of our episodes with
Invest Smart,
Live Happy.
Bye everybody.
Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions and information on the show are not guaranteed. All investment strategies have the potential for profit and loss.